Well, we're walking down the back straight of the Woodburn Road Athletics track. I'm with Mike Corden, who's from the City of Sheffield Athletics Club. Mike, obviously this has been a long discussion now. Is this the best place that we've got, the best future for athletics in Sheffield?
Well, it's the only future, and therefore, simply put in, yes, it is. But once the place is cleaned up, it will be fit to train on. The infield's been levelled, it's going to be seeded, and we're hoping that the weather permitting, that it'll be fit to throw discus and javelin on by October.
We're on the track, and you're telling us that the track is as good, if not better, than what we're losing potentially at the Don Valley Stadium.
The track is, yeah, it is. I mean, it does need a clean, it needs a sweep. It's been for 2 years it's been left. But for the last 20 years, prior to it closing, a couple of years ago, there were major meetings being held here. And really, nothing's changed that much. It needs cleaning. Some parts need remarking. But the track surface itself hasn't got the first lane damage that there is at Don Valley. And so the track, there is nothing wrong with the track. It's a top class track, it's 8 lanes, it's got a 10 lane home straight, and there's nothing wrong with the track in terms of training or major competition.
So if we've got a track that's good enough to train on and compete on, we've got an infield that should be at some point, it's been in leveled at the moment, be good enough to throw on, what are we losing with the Don Valley Stadium? Obviously we're losing a lot of memories and a bit of legacy, but are we just losing 25,000 concrete seats?
No, in fairness, there is an indoor straight. So in bad weather, it's slightly easier when there's no exams in there or car racing or badminton or whatever else they try and let it out for. There is the indoor straight there, and also there are weight training facilities. But athletics in terms of numbers, track and field, I should say, in terms of numbers, is not a huge sport. So at the current time with the country's finances, it's difficult to justify keeping all these places open. And if we have to make a job of it, then I would say, so long as the English Institute of Sport Sheffield is open for athletics and we can find alternative conditioning and weight training facilities, then this as an outdoor athletics arena and training venue is as good, if not better, than many places in Britain.
Of course, the athletics club was keen to get involved and ready to step in and run this place. But how pleased are you that the university are going to be doing it? Because they're going to bring in a lot of experience and I guess a lot of money, a professional approach. They've got facilities similar to this already, haven't they?
The first thing is I shouldn't jump to the conclusion they're going to bring a lot of money into it to start with, because I think that the discussions we've had with them is to try and operate it initially on the basis of it's brought back to its original standard, and the council have stuck with that as well. So they're going to refurbish it to the standard it was previously. I think from then on, Sheffield Hallam University are going to try and develop it as a major training centre for athletics as well as a venue for education. And to attract people to the city. So the strategic plans are very, very good. Initially, though, we all agree it needs just bringing back to the state it was prior to 2 years ago when it was left and it was closed down.